Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we are here with Will and Jesse. And guess what? Will and Jesse are both fishing guides at Lake Washington here in Mississippi. And this is kind of special because this is one of the reservoirs that's part of the Mississippi Crappie Trail.
That's right.
Part of the Big Six. And the reason why it's part of the trail is because they got big crappie here.
They
so
sure do.
Cut me off. Let's start with you. Tell them about your guide service and what's up with the with the young man that you have beside you, Jesse.
Jesse James, he's a big helper when it comes to guiding now.
Oh,
Crappie Brothers
go.
Guide Service. And,
and
he's in school most of the time, but when he's out, he comes and helps. And we catch a lot of big fish when he's on the boat. He's a lucky young man. He brings luck when he's on the boat and a lot of big help. But
well, usually luck means proper what is it? Proper planning?
Well, that's just using Pico lures is what that's all
about.
Oh, I gotcha. You
know? Yeah. We did that.
We used Pico lures and call it luck, but, you know.
That's one thing about Pico.
That's
right. If you're pulling one of their crankbaits,
you can say you're lucky because fish are going to bite those Picos.
Yeah. So tell us, is it a year-round guide service?
It is. It's year-round. You know, it picks up sometimes and then, you know, slows down. Deer hunting kills everything, you know, this time of the year. And when people slow down hunting, they start calling, wanting to go.
Going fishing. Do you guide every day?
Every day I get a phone call and somebody's wanting to go.
Right.
I don't cancel anything, you know.
Right.
We try and fish, you know, unless it's just really bad weather, you know.
Well, tell us about your boat then.
I've got a Crestliner, 19-foot. It's wide. It don't move. You can walk all over that boat and it don't lean one way or the other.
Right.
Big deck. You know, you can put two people on the back deck, two in the front. You can fish a lot of folks in it and pull crankbaits. You can long line in it, spider rig.
Right.
Do different things. Still, you know, at 19 foot in the width, even though it's a really big boat, I can still get in trees.
Right.
You know, more or less when you get in the trees, just maybe shorten up on rods on the side of the boat. And you can keep your long ones in the front. And when the big crappie move in the trees, you can still ease around in those trees, spider rigging.
Right. How many, and we'll get down to what Lake Washington looks like in case you haven't been here.
That's
we'll talk
Very
about what it
lake.
Looks like. But how many people can you take in a trip? So what do you normally take?
I have had four on the boat fishing along with
three
me.
And yourself? Oh, no, four
no,
and
four
yourself?
Four and me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
That's
a group
a
that
people.
Come, and they just didn't want to split up.
Right.
They wanted to laugh and cut up and have a good time and, you know, stay together. So, And we caught fish, too. It was a good time, man. Them boys was laughing and cutting up and some two fishing in the front, two in the back.
There you go.
You know, and me in the middle driving a boat with remote control, and it was a good time.
So
always good time.
Live scope? You have one on your
I've
boat?
Got a live scope, and even spider rigging, I use it.
Okay.
You know, spider rigging. And I love the live scope. Use it every fishing trip.
Every trip?
Every trip. Yep. I've got it on.
What do you think about it? You're a younger one. Usually what I've found that the younger generation loves live scope fishing.
Yes, sir, I do.
Or active targeting, mega live, we'll just call it live sonar fishing. What do you think the attraction to crappie fishing with live sonar is?
It's a big change because you can see the fish.
Right. You think it puts you on more fish or bigger fish? What do you think it does?
You can target more fish that day.
Right.
Like you can wow it.
I see.
Yeah, you can see those big fish and target those certain ones.
Right. So what does, for the people that haven't ever been to Lake Washington, it kind of described the lake because it is actually a unique lake. It's an oxbow lake, right?
It is. We are... The way the north winds are hitting us right now, some of those fish are going to really be able to move up in the north end of the lake. And we can start picking those off spider rigging, moving real slow. And the cold, you know, Lake Washington's different most lakes.
How big is Lake Washington?
It is around 7,000 acres.
Uh-huh.
And you got timber on it on the west bank.
Cypress.
That's right. Cypress trees on the west bank. Uh-huh. East bank has more bluff bank with houses on it and boat docks. There's boat docks on the west bank.
Uh-huh.
Around the deepest part of the lake, center of the lake. And you can really fish many different ways on Lake Washington.
Is there some
many different ways to catch crappie on Lake Washington?
Is there some aquatic grass too?
There is some grass, more like clumps, patches of grass that the fish get around. And you know, bass get around those too. You know, a lot of the bass fishermen, they hunt that grass.
I saw someone
bass.
We're right here on Lake Washington, actually doing the show
at baiting
things. And there was a guy bass fishing, like, as we pulled up.
That's right.
I was going to run out there and
get
this boat.
Well, this cold as can be, and we, on the way up here, we passed two fishermen throwing spinner baits, in shallow water.
Right.
Around grass.
So how deep?
On the east bank.
The deepest part of Lake Washington, how deep is it?
Well, I will say this. This year, if somebody comes up and fish, the lake is lower than I've ever known it to be
right
now. But, you know, the deepest is usually 21 to 23 foot deep.
And the average depth, 4 or 5 foot?
What's the
average depth? 3?
Yes. It's shallow in places. Real shallow in a lot of this lake.
Uh-huh.
And even in talking about shallow water, a lot of fish in Lake Washington, if they're in 18 foot of water, they might only be 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot down from the surface.
Right.
They'll be suspended just right out. Well, you know, the sun heats up the water and they come up. Bait fish come up. They do too. And you catch fish a lot of ways. And I love it when you get a few nights at a warmer. It's not so cold at night.
Right.
The fish rise up and they will actually go from a deep water. They'll stay that 2 foot down, but they might be in 18 foot of water and move in the 3 or 4 foot of water and then move back out. They'll follow that bait. And you can just kind of stick with the fish and move in and out with them and have a good day, you know, guiding and catching good slabs.
So let's go through the season. We'll start with winter. The winter bite, how does that go? What do you usually do for a technique to catch them in the wintertime?
Well, kind of what I was just talking about. If you get those nights that it's a little warmer and the temp really don't change, those fish will come up.
Right.
And you can fish them higher up. But right now, the winds that we've had and the cold weather and cold nights we have, those fish are going to go deeper. And with the winds and the waves, that's also going to push them deeper.
Uh-huh.
So in the wintertime, you just kind of have to go after those crappie according to what the weather gives you.
So what technique, though? Are
moon
you spider
two?
Rigging?
Oh, yes, sir. I spider rig right now. I just kind of slow down as much as I can do.
You know,
just get as slow as I can get and present the right baits in front of them. After big rains and stuff, water's a little muddy.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to go to a brighter bait.
Right.
You know. And
so you're using a jig head.
That's right.
And what, a soft plastic?
Soft plastic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are you tipping it some with minnows or not?
I tip it with a minnow.
Uh-huh.
I like to do a minnow, just straight minnow on top with an Aberdeen hook. And then on the bottom I'll put, you know, different stuff on it. I try to stay the same weights, you know, but I'll put some spinners on a few of them and then just straight jig head on some hand ties. I mean, I'll even put some hand ties on there and use them and tip them with a minnow most of the time, you know.
So, and that's a
Pulaski,
double
have some
drop.
Good gel that you can put on those baits, especially hair jigs, and it really holds the scent those hair jigs do. You know, we also do that and tip it with a minnow.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to change up crappie fishing. If you doing one thing and you think this one color's going to work all the time and you think this one way of fishing's going to work all the time, it's not. I mean, you got to fish them many different ways. Got to change stuff up.
Let's go.
I remember taking you fishing last year.
Right.
And we had actually went from, you and I, we were single
Olin.
Yeah, that's not, well, we were single jig fishing and not using double rigs because the fish were so shallow, so far up, that that top hook would be out of the water. You know, so why use it, you know? And we were literally, instead of double rigging, we were spider rigging with double baits. We were just using one. And catching all the fish we wanted, you know.
So what happens?
It changes.
What happens in the spring? How do you approach catching them in the spring? It's probably the spawns on.
That's right. Well, they move shallow. Some of them stay out and spawn. You know, you just want to find a ditch that runs in to shallower water. And they'll stage on it. You know, we like the bigger fish now. We like the big females. And they don't always go in, you know, before. You know, the males go in first. And the females kind of stage out. And we find those by days on water, you know, just putting in the time. And then we concentrate on them and just slow down. Even though it's spring and they're a little aggressive, we still try and go as slow as we can go.
Are you casting to them? What are you doing?
I like spider rig to catch them. But if they're real spooky, you have to cast to them. We had went through last spring, we had went through a couple weeks of no rain. And the water cleared up. Well, you couldn't get within 15 foot of them. They'd turn and leave. So what I did was we went single poles and put a slip bobber on and throw about 10 feet past them and just ease the bait over their head, easing that cork up, and just let it sit. And they would swim up. Some of those fish would swim up and look at that minnow or that jig for 10 or 12 seconds before they committed to biting it. I mean, they would look it over. And I mean, you'd pull that bait, pull that cork a little bit and kind of try and pull it away from them. They'll swim up. They'd swim up to it and you pull it. I mean, sometimes it was 10, 12 seconds before they took it. I mean, you you really, and you'd have never got close enough to those fish to spider rig them. You had to cast to those fish.
Okay. So now let's move into summer, and I got the feeling you're going to use some crankbaits in the summer.
Go back to spring. We do use Pico crankbaits in the spring. Matter of fact, last February we were killing giant crappie on Lake Washington with Pico crankbaits. Nobody square else bills. Was using them, square bills. Those females suspend out there, and you just pull those crankbaits through them.
I feel bad. Like, we're just throwing a plug out there for Pico. We haven't even got the tackle time.
Well, I mean, you asked the question that I had to answer correctly. And
so now we're in summer. Tell us, how do you approach it? How many rods can you get out
when you're
throwing?
I run 10. I run six out the back. Towards the front, off the side, two on each side. And that's early summer. I really love early summer on Lake Washington pulling Pico crankbaits. And you'd be surprised, it's warming up and you're still catching them in 4 or 5 foot of water. You know, 6, 7. Even when you get 6, 7, 8 foot of water, they're still in that 3.5, 4 foot range, which is perfect for the square bale. You know.
So what happens in the fall? The fish get
in
around
the fall,
shad? Is that the pattern?
That's right. And we try and long line mostly then. You know, we long line and catch a few. And usually that's about the time fish we've been on all year move. It seems like we're hot in an area and they just move on us. And then you got to go find them. And then you got to slow down and really start spider rigging some. I mean, I go from long lining to spider rigging. One day I'm saying we need to be long lining, next day we spider rigging. You know, and that's got a lot to do with the weather and what the fish are doing. You know, you that Garmin live scope and the hummingbirds I have on the boat, you can really see the fish and see what they're doing. And then that's how you fish them. Whatever the fish are, or whatever they're setting up like, that's how you know, change what I'm doing. And you know, you get those cool fronts in, and then, you know, you still get a lot of warm days during the fall, too, as well, you know. And it just changes up. You got to always change up and do something different.
So, Jesse, what do you think about your dad being a fishing guide? What do you think the deal is on that? Does he have the coolest job in the whole world?
Yes, sir.
He does? And that's what you want to do when you grow up?
Yes, sir.
Really? You want to be a fishing guide?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to be a millionaire?
No, sir.
No? What if someone pay you $1 million to go catch a fish?
I'll try to do it.
You try and do it. So, so fishing technique-wise, what do you think is your strongest suit when it comes to fishing? Is it casting to them, or is it dragging crankbaits? What do you think? What do you think? You think you can do the best for catching crappie?
We are good with all of it, but like my favorite is pulling pico crankbaits.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he catches some big ones out the back. He loves fishing out the back of the boat.
Right, six poles.
Yes, sir.
Yep, six poles. Is there a certain color you like?
The chartreuse one. I really like it.
Yeah. So chartreuse, purple back.
He likes the. You also catch a lot of fish off that blue and chrome.
Yes, sir.
Blue and he chrome. Did really good off that blue and chrome.
Blue and chrome's hot color everywhere.
He still. Gives me, I want everybody to hear this, he still gives me a hard time. One day I took him fishing, he caught four bigger than my biggest one, and right. He caught them off the blue and chrome, and he still mentions that all the time. I mean, he reminds me all the time that he beat me that bad that day.
Well, I know that we're sitting here at baiting things, and they happen
with
to
a
have
wall full
like
of,
a whole selection of
that's
them.
Right.
We'll probably get a couple to.
I think
he's talking
about the chartreuse splatterback.
Oh, chartreuse splatterback!
Yeah,
splatterback, they have a whole line of,
and that's he really likes that one. That's that one right there, top right.
I think we'll just jump into tackle time. We're already talking about it. So,
man, I love fishing tackle.
One of our sponsors is Pico Lures.
That's
and
right.
So Pico Lures, of course, has a full line of products for bass fishing, which we haven't even gotten to the bass fishing here on Lake Washington, but they have lots. The bass fishing is good down here, but the crappie fishing is, of course, what it's known for.
That's right.
But they do have full line of products for all game fish, but especially for crappie and bass. And we had talked about, of course, the Pico crankbaits and the different colors that they have. There's a little chartreuse splatterback. And
that's right.
Normally,
that's Jesse's favorite.
Normally,
that
you guys use the square bills down here, though, right?
I do.
Yep.
I really do. I mean,
okay.
I won't even put a. And this sounds crazy because I should be using spoon bills too, but once again, I find out where the fish are,
right?
And if they're up in the water column, that square bill's going to work. That's what I'm going to use.
Yep.
A lot of folks. Just crankbait fish in the summer.
Right.
I'll be pulling square bill crankbaits in February. It's coming soon.
Yeah. It's right around
the corner. We fishing to be pulling square bills.
That's right. So if you want to find out more about Pico Lures, you can go to their website at picolures.com.
That's right. Book the Crappie Brothers Guide Service.
Yeah. And they also have them here at Baiting Things here at Lake Washington. The other product sponsor we have is Smith Consumer Products, and they make
That's right.
a full line of products for anglers, everything from electric fillet knives to...
I use one every time.
Fillet knives, mm-hmm. and of course, I brought in their little scissors because I love their scissors. Easy
That's
to
right.
cut, and you can cut braid, which is a big thing because
right.
usually your scissors won't cut braid. You sit there and mash them
They
down.
Also have a pair of pliers that has the scissors come with it.
Yeah.
It's got a slot for both of them.
Yep.
And I use those every fishing trip.
There you go.
And so, fillet every fish with their fillet knife.
There you go. And,
sure do.
You can check out more of their stuff at smithproducts.com.
That's right.
Now, if they want to find out about your guide service, where would they go? Where can they get
I've got
contact?
It on Facebook.
Okay.
You can look it up on Facebook. And phone number 601-906-7360.
And your Facebook page is called?
Crappie Brothers Guide Service.
There you go. You got to get that all the
way
right.
in,
man.
That's right. It's in there.
That's a big, long.
That's right.
Long. On Lake Washington? You just
That's
keep
right.
going, or is it just?
Well, we come up with Crappie Brothers from actual saying Crappie Brothers. You a Crappie Brother. You ain't no good. You know,
right.
That's how we come up with it. And really, though, it's Crappie Brothers. We
okay.
A lot of people think it's just. me and a couple of my fishing buddies. But I look at everybody that's been in the boat with me, everybody that we have laughed, cut up, caught fish with, have had a blast. You are now a crappie brother. You are one of the crappie brothers. I believe there in that fully. That's what we're out there for. We all love catching crappie. And we all love people that I've never seen before. I take fishing. We're out there high five and catch a big one, man. We loudest people on. You know, we quiet when we fish, but we can get loud when a big one's caught. You know, and we catch a lot of good ones. You know, and it's just fun. That's what it's all about. That's the reason I want to be a guide. It's because I love people out on that boat having a good time doing what they come out there to do. It's just amazing.
Doesn't hurt to be on one of the top six crappie reservoirs in the state of Mississippi.
Well, you know, and Eagle Lake's not that far from here. You know, people can travel here to fish Lake Washington. Eagle's not but about 45 minutes from here, 50 minutes from here. You got Ross Barnett, Grenada Lake.
Right.
Come and fish them all. Just come to Lake Washington.
There you go.
Be sure to hit Lake Washington. It's a beautiful place. A lot of big crappie.
There you go. So
come by and see Big Mike at Baiting Things and
check.
That's right.
There you go. Check Will out on the Facebook page. Give him a call if you want to go fishing any of those reservoirs. And like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hooks sharp.
That's right.
And your lures in the water.
That's right.